Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, January 4th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Nearly a dozen Republican senators will object to the Electoral College count. Chicago ends the year with the highest number of homicides in two decades. Portland, Oregon residents ring in the new year with a fresh round of riots. Vandals again target New York's St. Patrick's Cathedral. Also ahead, colleges are not protecting students. But first, at least 11 Republican senators, led by Ted Cruz, are planning to object to Joe Biden's Electoral College certification. The crew wants Congress to appoint a special commission to probe allegations of voter fraud in at least four states. The 10-day audit would potentially delay the inauguration beyond January 20th, but it will not happen because most of the Senate opposes. Portland, Oregon, choosing to celebrate 2021 with a series of new riots. How nice. Hundreds gathered downtown despite the COVID shutdown order, tossing Molotov cocktails and fireworks at members of law enforcement. The crowd also set fires to police stations and a local sheriff's office. No prosecutions are expected because law has broken down in Portland, Oregon. Chicago officially ending the year with record-breaking crime stats. The Windy City witnessed more murders than any time since 2001. At least 769 people killed by gunshots, 280 more than in 2019. Chicago was not alone. Violent crime stats in most major cities spiked by double digits last year. Nearly 200 Black Lives Matter protesters blocked traffic in front of St. Patrick's Cathedral. The New York church was also defaced with graffiti stating, "All cops are bastards." Again, how nice. Police dispersed the crowd after 2 hours, but no arrests were made by the NYPD. Why would they arrest anybody for damaging the cathedral? Iran warning the U.S. and its allies that the killers of General Soleimani are, quote, not safe on Earth. Soleimani was hit by a drone at Baghdad Airport in Iraq a year ago. He was a leader of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard in Iran, a terrorist organization. In a moment, you will not believe what Cornell University is telling its students. Right back with...
Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. 20% off plans. You can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer.
That. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Terrorizing college students at Cornell University in upstate New York. The school is telling all the students, hey, you have to get a flu shot or you will be denied entry into college buildings, says Cornell, quote, in addition to requiring the wearing of masks and engagement in physical distancing, the compact requires students to participate in ongoing surveillance testing for COVID-19 and to be vaccinated against seasonal influenza, unquote. However, there is a special message for students of color, says Cornell, again, quote, we recognize that due to longstanding systemic racism and health inequalities in this country, individuals from some marginalized communities may have concerns about needing to agree to such requirements like the vaccination. People of color have been mistreated and used by people in power, sometimes for profit or medical gain. It is understandable that the current compact requirements may feel suspect or even exploitative. We strongly recommend that students comply with these requirements. At the same time, we understand that someone may know the science and still feel distrusting of healthcare and may have additional questions. We can be a resource if you need more information, an exemption, or have related questions, unquote. Well, that means that if you are a minority student at Cornell, an Ivy League university, you do not have to be vaccinated. The school will look the other way. That's insane. What Cornell is doing is setting up two standards of student requirements, one for whites, one for minorities. Cornell is dividing the student body by skin color and ethnicity, preaching a message that students are not all the same. Some will get special privileges at Cornell. This, of course, is reverse racism. But even more heinous, it sends a message to the Cornell student body and the surrounding community that people of color, so-called marginalized communities, have a different standard of behavior. This is not all men are created equal, all men are equal under the law. It's not that at all. This is, if you are a minority, we will give you a pass on student rules, even rules that affect the entire health on the campus. Again, how awful is this? Yet, there are no demonstrations at Cornell. If you speak out against this, you're a racist and you're in big trouble at Cornell University. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by writing it. Disagree? I would like to hear from you. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com, Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. If you write to me, please include name and town. In a moment, something you might not know.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 55 years ago today, President Lyndon Johnson delivered his State of the Union address to the nation. During the speech, the president outlined his vision for a, quote, great society. Said Johnson, "We built this nation to serve its people. The great society asks not how much, but how good. Not only to create wealth, but how to use it. Not only how fast we are going, but where we are headed," unquote. A few months before the address, in the aftermath of President Kennedy's assassination, Americans elected JFK's vice president by the largest popular vote in history. Lyndon Johnson's Great Society included programs that are familiar to us right now, including Medicare, Medicaid, the Voting Rights Act, the Civil Rights Act, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, National Foundation for the Arts, Early Childhood Education, and a dozen more federal entitlements. Economists estimate the Great Society programs have cost American taxpayers more than $22 trillion since 1964, and another trillion is added each year. And here's something else you might not know. President Johnson's Great Society has a very mixed legacy. LBJ's efforts to promote racial equality have mostly failed. Half a century after Johnson signed the Fair Housing Act, studies show America's neighborhoods have changed very little since 1968. In 1965, 24% of black infants were born to single mothers. That number is now 80%. Studies show babies born into single-parent homes are twice as likely to be poor. American cities remain largely segregated. Detroit, Chicago, New York, Washington. Their rate of integration has stalled since the 60s. In San Francisco, the racial divide is even greater because minorities cannot afford to live there, generally speaking. The lesson here? A great society must be mandated by its citizens. Personal behavior creates a great society, not government. Back after this.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD. 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.